and thank you for joining me on another episode of Nigerian in America. My name is Kate. I'm your host for this episode. And today I want to talk about politics. Now, yes, I am I am politically interested. Like, I follow up with Nigerian politics a lot. Even though, you know, Trump and his nonsense is usually pisses me off anyway. But I follow Nigerian news a lot, and I realize that, you know, I'm following the campaign and the election cycle and all these shows, whatever is that the candidates come on. I watched the debate. I watched the presidential debate that came on. That was hilarious, to say the least. But I just wanted to talk about politics and just my viewpoints about this coalition that decided it wanted to, like, really? maybe it's just me, but I find it very stupid that this is happening now. Like, I'm sorry to just dive right into it. Thank you for joining me for another episode. I really appreciate you listening to me. But I really need to address this, like, now. What the hell were you thinking? I mean, first they came out with, what is it, PACT? And then they have this old nonsense about the PACT Kingsley decided that he didn't want to do it anymore. And then Duotoye, I don't know if that's the right pronunciation, but Duotoye came out as the PACT leader or whatever. Like, this is, I mean, are you a pack of wolves? But I mean, came out the leader, and then Sure was like, yeah, y'all tripping, I'm not doing all that. And I don't know, like, what were you guys thinking? What, now you guys want to come together? Like, you guys didn't think that was necessary 3 months ago, 5 months ago, a year ago? That's silly to me, because if y'all had come together before now, then we can say, yes, you know, this new group of people had some chance. Now, side note, for those pessimistic folks that believe that Nigeria will never change, that no matter what you do, the same old powers will continue to rule the country, I implore you, do not message me, because that means to me that you have given up on your country. That means that you are unpatriotic. That means that you have no faith in the Nigerian people, your own people. That means that you are decided to wash your hands. And if you're proud to do so, that's fine. Everybody has their choice. But do not message me, because you and I will have problem. Okay? But I mean, I was just, you know, I watch the news as much as I can because I have other things that I'm doing. But I was just watching, you know, all these big plans. And throughout the campaign cycle where each one of them came up, even Mrs. Oh, I can never pronounce her name correctly, but former Minister of Education, I'm sure you guys would remind me. When they all came together with their running mate, and when they had that useless vice president debate, which was silly, you know, I'm sorry, I have to say it as it is, like, it's silly, because half of them were unprepared. Three of the two ladies that were there, I commend them for being there, but I feel like they were not as prepared, or they had not had enough experience politically, or even, you know, speaking publicly and enough about these type of issues, or they were not well read about the types of questions that may come, and they didn't have, you know, proper answers to back up the facts that they were, you know, producing. So the time frame, maybe they got flustered or something like that, but they weren't able to speak the way that they needed to be, you know, that they needed to speak in order to get their point across. I commend them for being there. Like, I appreciate seeing women on the podium, because that's what we need in Nigeria. We need more women in political offices, in offices that matter. But I thought that was nonsensical. And then the presidential debate came out, and Atiku decided that he's gonna just show up, do press, and leave. Like, bruh, why did you even come? You know, what was the point of you even being there? If you weren't going to show, then don't show. That was useless. And then Oga Buhari decided that you guys are children and he doesn't have time for you. You know, that he has other things that he needs to pay attention to. So, for me, what I got out of it was that Buhari is just treating Nigerians like their children, like belligerent children that have no idea of what's going on, that they should just pretty much shut up and sit down and while he gets to work. That's how I felt about it. And then Atiku was, you know, bringing about how I felt like he was too big to even be there, that unless he's debating the big guy, then everybody else is useless. Like, really? I don't know. That's a side note. But for me in the diaspora, I feel like a lot of us in the diaspora are kind of frustrated because it's like, if we could be there to make a difference, we would. You know, but of course, we've built our lives outside of Nigeria. We have our education, we're working, we have families and stuff like that. So we can't go back home and say, okay, we're going to come vote or something like that. But I feel like we have a responsibility to call things as they are. Because I feel, maybe it's just me, but I feel like the news in Nigeria to Nigerian people is different from the news that we in diaspora are getting. That we are getting a different view of what's going on in our home country than the people who are actually living in the home country. And that gives us a skewed, you know, idea of who is who, what is what, and what's best for the country. And now that this coalition decided that they wanted to pick up out of nowhere, I think it's frustrating for us because it's like, well, all of you had great ideas and all of you had strategies to implement these ideas. If you guys had come together long before this, then we would be able to say, yes, we fully back you guys. Because, I mean, the electrical problem in Nigeria is the number one thing. Safe roads is the number one thing. I mean, come on, think about how many people have died because the roads were bad and then the tankers were spilling oil and then a fire erupted and people were burnt to death. Like, think about it. Think about the amount of robberies that have happened on roads that are not safe. Think about the amount of kidnappings that have happened because of roads that are not safe and not enough electricity to light up those roads or to light up the houses. Think about the security problem that, I mean, I can't say that I would even allow my mother to come home because I'll be scared. You know, I would be scared that her safety would be in danger. And it's disheartening because there are a lot of us that do want to come home, but we want to be safe. We don't want to have to hire extra security because we don't even have the money for it. But second of all, like, who wants that? Nobody wants to be scared coming home. That doesn't make any sense. Home is where you're supposed to feel safe. Home is where you're supposed to be able to be yourself with no reservations. But why should we in the diaspora, we don't want to invest there because half of the time our money is going to get lost. Whoever is doing the investment is probably going to take it and disappear, you know, or there's not enough return on the investment. So why bother? You know, and so I was very frustrated when I heard this coalition coming. I was like, y'all are dumb. I'm sorry to say this. I mean, I don't mean to be rude or nothing, but This should have happened a long, long, long time ago. And then second of all of you that are shouting Atiku, it's as if you guys don't remember what this bros did with Obasanjo. If you don't remember, please ask your ancestors. Don't ask me. Okay? Ask them what he did. And then as much as I really don't like Buhari, let me just be honest with you. I don't like him. I don't feel like he's doing enough. I don't feel like his priorities are straight. I also don't think that the people around him have the best interest of Nigerians at heart. I believe that there are more people who are serving their own self-interests with the guise of serving Nigeria that pretty much pit to him that they're doing this, that, and the other when they're not doing it. And so he's probably not getting the same information that you and I are getting here in the diaspora. And another thing that I want to address, I can't remember this guy's name. But some elderly gentleman decided to go on, I believe it was Channels, and said he was speaking for the diaspora, that people in the diaspora are supporting article. Uncle, we not send you message, oh. Please, don't do that. We did not say that. I don't know who is the diaspora you are talking to, because it's not the diaspora me I'm talking to. Please don't go and put words in people's mouth. We're not supporting people like that, okay? We're supporting people who have clear-cut ideas and plans to better our Nigeria. See, uncle, if you don't have anything to say, please don't put anybody else's mouth in it. If it's your own opinion, that's fine. But don't put anybody else's mouth in it, because I don't agree with that. I don't agree with all these old heads. I'm not saying this to be disrespectful again. I don't, and when I say old, I'm not talking about age. I'm talking about mentality. I don't agree with the old mentality of doing things how we've been doing it. Look, there are other countries that have had less time and less resources that are doing much better than we are, simply because they put the priorities of building the country and the people first. Not about showing out, not about having enough a lot of money, not about oil wells or anything like that, but putting the Nigerian people first, putting the country first, putting the safety of its citizens first. Because once you do that, then everything else falls in place. Get everybody to have, get all the roads done. That increase less traffic, less sign, possibility of road thieves. That allows people to transport their goods more. That allows people to get home on time. I mean, even if you want to compare it to traffic over here, you know, that's in very dense populated cities, and we can compare that to Lagos. But that's another thing. Even transporting goods from one state to another should not be a hassle. We should have safe vehicles on the road. So what is Minister of Transportation, what are you doing? Where are the checks and balances to make sure that these trucks, these oil tankers are roadworthy? If they're not, take them off the streets. Find these people. Arrest them. Do whatever. What are you doing? You're standing there like statue. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Get electricity done. Electricity is one of the major sources. Like, once you have stable electricity, the amount of infrastructure that can influx into that particular area is astronomical. Astronomical. Get people constant electricity. We already have the meter system and all that other stuff. But once you have constant electricity is allowing me to do this podcast. Constant electricity is what helps me keep my home safe. Constant electricity is what allows parents to allow their kids to stand outside and play until, you know, 6-7 in the evening, because they can watch them. You know, constant electricity makes sure that I'm able to cook at any time, I'm able to clean at any time, I'm able to protect my family, I'm able to provide for my family at any time. You know, constant electricity removes any sort of accidents from generators or smoke inhalation or a candle falling down and burning the whole house down. Like, that's safety in itself should be the number one priority. And once you have constant electricity, the amount of businesses that can pop up, the amount of people that are hired because of the constant electricity. Like, think about it in the most, it's so basic, it's laughable. And for all these old heads to be thinking about how they want to borrow money from here, borrow money from there, look, fam, stop all that nonsense. Everybody that has stolen from Nigeria, the main reason why Nigeria is not prospering is because those that have stolen from Nigeria have taken the money outside of Nigeria. They're taking the money outside of Nigeria. They're giving it to external contractors. Even if they want to build a house safe, they'll give it to an external contractor. Why is that money not being sold right back into the country? Every person that all that money that has been recovered from Abacha or from all the politicians that have been arrested or from the judges, or where is that money? Where is it? Why is it not being pumped back into the states? And then, I'm sorry to say this, as people, we need to hold the governors and the local government chairman and the House of people in the House of Representatives accountable, because they are the ones who are in charge of a lot of the influx of money and how it's distributed and how it's spent. And if they're not spending the money that is given to them correctly to improve the lives of their citizens, then they don't need to be there. And you, as a citizen, have the right to vote them out. Simple. So please, my people, let's pay attention. Okay? It's not just the presidential race that's important right now. It's the people that are in the governorship houses, the vice governors, the commissioners. All of those people are in charge of certain things, and we need to be more conscious about what that those things are. Because I can tell you, as someone in the diaspora, as much as I watch the news and everything like that, I pay attention to who the ministers are in certain areas and what they're doing with what they're given, you know. And if they don't have the know-how, the technical, or even the leadership skills to know who to hire or not to hire, or to get those things done, then they don't need to be there. Like, how can the Minister of Health, I can't remember when he said this, I think it was sometime last year, he said, Dr. Sugar Farm. Hi! That thing broke my heart. Like, excuse me, sir, what were you drinking that day that you thought it was okay to tell someone that has spent the majority of their young adulthood in school to learn how to take care of other people and to recognize disease that they should go and farm? Really, sir? I mean, no disrespect, but I don't think you need to be there no more. I'ma just say it as it is. I don't think, even with all your accolades and all that stuff, I think you have become too jaded. And I don't think you need to be there anymore. Minister of Transportation and Roads, I don't think you need to be there anymore. Minister of Information, nah. Like, come on, like, let's pay attention to these people. Let's pay attention to what's going on, you know. And for anybody that's watching the presidential race and everything like that, please, if you have family back home, please, you know, let them know that they need to be careful. Even though they might have their own political people that they're, you know, rooting for, who they want to vote for, still be careful, because people's anger and self, I don't know, self whatever, they can go overboard and can cause harm. Because even as this election cycle is coming up, you know, people are already being warned, you know, protect yourself, don't stay out that late at night. You know, if you see something breaking out, run. Don't try and stay and take pictures or anything like that. Please, 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 please take care of yourself. Protect yourself. If you have any family back home, please let them know that they need to take care of themselves. Because this thing is not funny. It's not funny. I mean, we're how many years old now and we still can't get it right? Come on. Come on, guys. We are so much better. And it's frustrating because a lot of our people are leaving the country and flourishing. How is that? I mean, I remember when I was a kid, my grandmother used to say that anywhere you go in the world, anywhere, even if you want to go to Antarctica, you will find one Nigerian person there. What does that say about our country? Why can't we establish our country so that people can come back home, can retire at home? Why is that? But why? I don't understand that. And if these people who are running for the president and vice president and all those other stuff, if they don't have clear-cut plans, or if they don't have ideas of how to make Nigeria better, if they're just talking about other people's, you know, failures and not talking about their own accomplishments, then they don't need to be there. If they're more concerned about putting someone there so that they can be doing their own wuru-wuru underneath, then they don't need to be there. If they have no vision for Nigeria, they don't need to be there. If they have no hope for Nigeria, they don't need to be there. That's it. Because we are the ones that are going to inherit this country. Like, think about it. Think about it as an investment. Think about it as you putting something in to expect a result. If you're not putting anything in right now, don't expect anything to come out of it later. So if you're not putting in hope, if you're not putting in knowledge, if you're not putting in ideas now, don't expect anything to come out of it later. Because the people that are coming back in are only trying to get a return on the investment they made how many years ago. They're not thinking about the future of anybody else. They're thinking about their own future. I'm just saying, I know this sounds like a rant, but I felt so frustrated, you know, seeing this coalition pop up and the back and forth between APC and PDP. Like, what are we, five? Like, it's silly and it's stupid. I mean, even my sister can recognize that. She's younger. Like, come on. We're grown here. We're adults here. How can we say that we're passing this on to our children? It's ridiculous. So that's just my own, you know, two cents. I don't mean to go on a rant. But if you have any ideas, if you want to talk about it, send me a message. I wouldn't mind. I would love to communicate with you. DM me, send me an email, contact me on my social media. And until next time, please stay safe and stay blessed.